You're listening to SBS News.
Despite continuing criticism, Peter Dutton has maintained his innocence in the face of allegations he misused his ministerial powers and connections for personal reasons. Question Time today saw Federal Labor change direction, instead attacking Mr. Dutton over his financial interests in two Brisbane childcare centres. There have been questions raised over Mr. Dutton's eligibility to sit in Parliament due to the centres receiving government subsidies. Labor MP Mark Dreyfus asked the minister if he'd avoided any conflicts of interest by recusing himself from all parliamentary discussions regarding childcare funding. The Home Affairs Minister replied that he hadn't broken any rules.
I have always complied with the Cabinet rules. I've declared any interests that I've had in any discussion. I've been very clear about that. I've recused myself from discussions where that's been deemed appropriate. And I've seen some erroneous media reports, but I can't add anything further than that.
Despite the Minister's insistence, Scott Morrison says he will check on whether Mr. Dutton was in Cabinet or not during the discussions, something Malcolm Turnbull had also promised to look into. In a sign of the mounting strain, Tuesday's Question Time saw the Home Affairs Minister lash out at former Australian Border Force boss Roman Quadfalique, claiming he groomed a younger female colleague who later became his girlfriend. Mr. Quadfalique this week accused Mr. Dutton of lobbying him to give jobs to two former Queensland police colleagues. It follows other allegations, now the subject of a Senate inquiry, stating the minister prevented the deportation of two European au pairs in 2015. Deputy Opposition Leader Tanya Plibersek has told Sky News Mr. Dutton's attack on Mr. Quadfalique was inappropriate.
He's got every right, of course, to defend his decision-making. What he doesn't have the right to do is attack public servants under parliamentary privilege in quite distasteful ways. I think it says a lot about the pressure that Peter Dutton feels he's under.
Mr. Quadfalique has written to the Speaker of the House of Representatives over the matter, saying he's being accused of committing a criminal sexual offence. Having made the comment in Parliament, Mr. Dutton is protected by parliamentary privilege and can't be sued over the remarks. Earlier in the day, Mr. Morrison was defending the failed Liberal leadership challenger, saying Mr. Dutton was just defending himself against falsehoods Mr. Quadfalique had said about the minister. He refuted the suggestion that Mr. Dutton had compared Mr. Quadfalique to a paedophile.
What he has expressed, I think, is a great frustration at the false and repeatedly false claims that have been put forward. And I'm surprised that they continue to be reported, because they've been proven to be completely spurious and inaccurate. And, if people want to do that, that's up to them. But he also has the right to a right of reply, which he's provided.
The Federal Opposition says the Prime Minister must direct Peter Dutton to answer the questions piling up against him. Labor MP Amanda Rishworth has told Sky News Scott Morrison has a duty to the Australian people.
And I think Australians do expect more, and I think they expect more from the Prime Minister himself. Why isn't he taking some leadership and demand that Peter Dutton clearly explains the events that happened, instead of just defending him, which is what he's doing?
Andrea Hoff, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.